Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Private school, homeschooling, and even micro schools are on the rise. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I suspect this has probably been encouraged due to COVID, when parents actually got a bird's eye view of what was happening to their children, what was being taught, so-called, I'll use that word loosely, to their children. And the parents were not aware until they actually got to see it when they were at home doing work.
Yeah, a couple of things happened. Of course, COVID didn't start the problem. It was already there, but
just magnified.
Parents were able
yeah.
to see the problem
right.
firsthand.
Yeah.
They were not only able to see the problem firsthand, but they also had to participate in homeschooling. They all had to
mm-hmm.
do that in some form or fashion. And so they got used to being able to do this. But they also more particularly saw the problem. And they also saw the problem particularly not only with the indoctrination mm-hmm. that they were seeing, because now they actually could see what was happening in the classroom
yeah,
by
some
the
of
teacher.
The children were being called one name in school and another name at home.
And none of that could happen anymore when they did that without
right.
the parents' knowledge.
Right, that was kept from the parents.
A lot of that was being kept from the parents. Then they also were disturbed by schools and their liberal ideology when they wanted to continue to do online and not do in person. Florida was one of the leaders and in fact led the nation to say in the fall of 2020, in-person school is going to start and we're no longer going to do online. Of course, the educational bureaucrats, they pushed back and they said, oh, you're going to kill all the kids. Well, you know what? Florida now skyrocketed among the top in the nation with regards to all academic performance in K through 12 schools
right.
because they did the right thing.
And you have to remember that public schools receive taxpayer dollars, and so those taxpayer dollars usually come with strings attached.
So after COVID, this explosion of private schools, particularly home schools, has continued to increase, and more states have moved toward a private voucher system. It only makes sense because if you have to create brick and mortar schools, you need property, you need huge facilities, and you need a lot of maintenance and a lot of people to underwrite that particular operation of the school year round. So it's a very expensive endeavor. And these schools are getting larger and larger and more modern, and there's a lot of infrastructure. And for example, in Florida, there's so many people moving into Florida, you can't keep up the pace. The brick and mortar schools, whether the private or public, can't keep up the pace for the demand of the schools. So Florida is one of the many states that led in the private voucher system. One of the things that just recently occurred in 2024, Florida continues to lead in this, and it's the micro school program. The micro schools, really in Florida, the law that was just passed, went into effect, doesn't mention schools. But what it does is it allows a school to the new policy, according to this new law, allows private schools, which could be homeschools or co-ops, to use facilities owned or leased by a library, community service organization, museum, performing arts venue, theater, cinema, or church under the property's current zoning and land use designations. The private school does not have to pursue any rezoning or seek a change in the use of that particular facility. So what has happened is there's a lot of facilities. In Florida, this opens up about 50,000 plus locations in Florida, both private and public, where you could have these small schools, the small gatherings. So Covenant Journey Academy, a K through 12 online school that launched in 2023, that is a full-service K-12 online Christian school taught by Christian teachers, all certified from a biblical worldview. It has 30 courses of college credit so that you can graduate with a high school degree and a two-year Associate of Arts degree. You can use that by having a gap year in between high school and college, staying out a year doing something of interest, or you can go directly into college as a junior as opposed to a freshman.
And, you know, I like the idea that you're able to work at your own pace. I mean, you have a really sharp child who, you know, gets bored easily and wants to keep going even through the summer. That is a possibility. Whether maybe you have a child that needs a little more extra coaching, that is also a possibility. They can go at their own pace versus sitting in a school classroom where everybody has to go at the same rate.
You know, I know, for example, when I was in, at the time it was called junior high, now it's middle school. When I graduated from my elementary school, I was very good in math. And then I had a couple of years of very bad math teachers. And I got behind in math, although I loved math. But it was because I got behind, and it's this template. You all start at the same time, you end at the same time. If someone needs a little more help, well, they're left behind.
Right.
If someone, on the other hand, is very capable of learning the material, they're drug behind because they can't progress fast enough. Self-paced, which is what Covenant Journey Academy does, means that if you need more time, you have more time. And some students need more time in a certain subject matter and less time in another subject matter. It's just somebody might be very good in chemistry.
Right.
But not so good in math, or vice versa.
And for example, with your experience, that can be very discouraging to a child to think, well, I just can't do math. I just give up. And otherwise, if you had that extra coaching you needed, that could end up having a great impact on your future and your career.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you fall behind, that can close an entire career opportunity that otherwise you might pursue, but you haven't had the preparation to do it, and you're discouraged.
Right. Plus your own morale to thinking, well, I can't do that, and just give up.
And it can bleed over into other things.
Right.
If you can't do it in this subject matter, then, you know, you can fall behind in other subject matters because you lose confidence.
Just a failure, yeah.
So self-paced is really the way to go. The typical template, whether you do private or public school, is everyone starts at the same time. Everyone ends at the same time. It's the semester program. Covenant Journey Academy allows you to self-pace. So you can't complete a course any faster than 8 weeks. 8 weeks is the minimum, but you can take up to 12 months to complete the course, anywhere in between 8 weeks to 12 months. And you can do it faster, move on to the other one, or if you need more time, and that depends upon your different subject matter. So it's not your whole grade. It's like if you're in a public or private school, you begin fifth grade at the same time and you end fifth grade at the same time, all subject matters together, right? Whereas if you do self-paced, you might be faster in one subject, slower in another subject. You can advance in certain subjects at your own ability, which really tailors it to the individual student. And you have rolling enrollment every week, so we're not tied to a semester system. You can enroll every Monday, no matter any time of the year, 52 weeks a year, you can enroll. And also, there are 6 foreign languages. You can begin Spanish in kindergarten. And in fact, we actually have kindergartners that actually are taking Spanish in kindergarten and moving up through the first grade, second grade, and continuing with Spanish. So that's Covenant Journey Academy. The website there is cj.academy. But here's another thing that this micro school opportunity opens up for, say, Covenant Journey Academy, which is this full-service online Christian academy. And it's one of many options for people who want school choice. And that is, Covenant Journey Academy has an affiliate program for pastors and churches. Most churches are not big enough to have their own church school. So under the Covenant Journey Academy affiliate program, you can have a facilitator at the church who's like a chaperone. The church provides the facilities. They take responsibility for the facilitator. They take responsibility for complying with any local laws, such as access, other kinds of laws that they have to deal with. And then Covenant Journey Academy provides the curriculum. So you can have in a small room in the church a kindergartner, a fifth grader, and a high schooler, all in that same facility, because some parents, even though it may be affordable and even though it's homeschool without the hassle, they can do it, they still need to work.
Sure.
So what do? They can't take their first grader, second grader to work. They have to be able to drop that child off, but they want to do homeschooling.
And what a great outreach for that church to be able to reach out to children in the community and hold a school.
Yeah, so this provides an opportunity for any church to start its own facility use for school and for a ministry to the parents and to the community. This new movement in Florida allowing these uses of facilities without rezoning is a great advancement for school choice. School choice is the way to go. It's the way to break the monopoly of the educational bureaucrats. For more information, you can go to cj.academy. That's cj.academy.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.